بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة في أيدي سفرة كرام بررة. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained how Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a blind Sahabi who had come to learn about deen, and at that time Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was busy in giving da'wah to the elite of the Quraysh. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave more attention to the elite of the Quraysh in the hope that if they bring Iman and Islam, then their followers will also, and this will be a great boost for Islam, and those people will get salvation from the fire of Jahannam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam at that time did not pay attention to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he is an old strong Sahabi and he will understand, and later his query I will answer and I will explain to him. Also it comes in the hadith that after this occasion, whenever Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum radiyallahu ta'ala anhu should come in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say that used to give him great respect and honor, and should say that it is through his barakat that Allah Ta'ala had corrected me also. So Allah Ta'ala says, Kalla, you nahi. It should not be so that you give preference to the elite and to those who are not Muslims in the hope that they will accept Islam. But those who are Muslims already and they want to learn more about Islam, give more attention to them. That is the correct procedure and that is the correct way that you should adopt. Also, Kalla, that O Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, we are correcting this of yours, does not mean that we are angry and upset at you. It is only a correction that is necessary to be done. Don't feel so hurt and upset. Where there is true love, a little bit in the difference of that, a person feels it very, very much. So that Allah Ta'ala, yeah, was correcting Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam naturally felt it very, very much. So Allah says, don't take it so hard. It is just that a correction that has to be done, and for the rest of the Ummah till the day of Qiyamah, that they also learn this lesson, that those who are Muslims, no matter how they may be invalids, they may be blind, they may be crippled, whatever, but they are true, genuine Muslims, give them first preference over those who are still not Muslims and you hope that they will accept Islam. Then further, Allah Ta'ala makes it more clear and says, إِنَّهَا تَذْكِرَةٌ يَتُ نَسِيحَةٌ. This is a reminder for you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and it is only a correction. It is nothing more than that. You don't have to take it so hard to heart. We just had to correct you, and that is what is being done. And then Allah Ta'ala makes it even more easy and says, فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَهُ فِرْ جُوْ كُوِي چَاهِ اُسْكُوْ پَرْهِ. Then whoever wants to will take advice from it, will read about it, that is in the Quran Sharif as is explained, and will take heed of it. Yeah, Allah said, whoever wants to. Allah did not address again Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam directly and made it general so that the effect of it doesn't fall so hard on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. On the one hand, the amount of love that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had for Allah Ta'ala, we cannot ever imagine how great. So just a little bit also from Allah's side, even in this correction, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam took it very hard. On the other side, Allah Ta'ala, who loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam the greatest, and if we read the kitabs and amount of love that Allah has for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, also we cannot imagine. So, but yet the correction work has to be taken, has to take place. So Allah made it very light and said, whoever will take heed, that person will benefit. Where will he take heed? When he will read it. Where will he read it? Fi suhufi mukarrama. Likha hai izzat ke warqon. This has been written in the pages on the pages of great honor and respect, referring to the Quran Sharif, and these ayat refer to the great honor of the Quran Sharif. May Allah bless us also to understand what a great kitab we have in our hands and how much we should show respect to the Quran Sharif. So Allah says these pages of the Quran Sharif, they are full of admonition. And a person who will follow these teachings of the Quran Sharif, that person will also be respected and honored by Allah Ta'ala. These pages and this Quran Sharif is marfu'ah, unche rakhe hue, kept very high. It has come from Lawh-e Mahfuz, from Allah Ta'ala, brought by the Malaika. Jibreel alayhi salam, the king of all the Malaika, the greatest, most respectable, the most honorable. And he has brought these pages, and they are further, mutahhara, nihayat sutre, very, very pure and clean. All the pages of the Quran Sharif, the teachings of the Quran Sharif, everything very pure. They have been brought from Allah Ta'ala, brought by the Malaika, protected by the Malaika, brought by the king of the Malaika, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, brought by the king of all mankind, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these are very pure and great. The teachings also are very pure and great. Whoever will practice them, Allah will make him also pure and great. And Allah will raise his position by Allah Ta'ala also. And these have been written by A.D. Safara, haatho mein likhne walo ke, and the scribes who have written this Quran Sharif. Who are the scribes? Who has written this? Kiramim Barara, jo bare darje wale nek kar hai, who are of great, great stature and great, great honor and position. Yeah, the Malaika who brought it also, and then the scribes who wrote the Quran Sharif. That is, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who recorded and wrote the Quran Sharif, they are also very great and very honorable. So yeah, the great honor of the Quran Sharif is also mentioned, and that a person will find great advice and great advisors for a person, which he will practice upon, he will also become great in the eyes of the people also, eyes of Allah Ta'ala also, and Allah will bless him with great honor. May Allah give us the tawfiq to understand which great kitab Allah has given us, always to handle it to with great respect. Amongst the adab, when we hold the Quran Sharif in our hands, we should understand, I'm not fit at all to be even holding this Quran Sharif. That my eyes are falling on the words of the Quran, my eyes are too dirty. It is only Allah's karam that I've got this. And with utmost respect a person, the more respect we have when reading Quran Sharif, for example, making wuzu, facing qibla, putting itar, all this, like that also we should read Quran all the time. We can read without wuzu also, but the more respect a person has, the more he will benefit from the Quran Sharif. And we shouldn't show any disrespect to the Quran in any way whatsoever. May Allah give us tawfiq.